Healthcare excellence through technology. It's a massive event attracting thousands from the health and care sector to hear from innovators with cutting-edge ideas to help. The Academic Health Science Network is at the centre of this vast health and wellbeing who's who.
Hi, my name's Rachel. I'm part of the delivery team at S12 Solutions. We work with CCGs, mental health trusts, and local authorities throughout England to support the mental health crisis care pathway. So our platform connects AMPS, so that's an approved mental health professional, with Section 12 doctors when someone is severely in a mental state and they're distressed and they need to have a mental health act assessment to understand or assess whether they should be detained under the Mental Health Act. With our platform, it essentially gives those social workers, mental health workers, the ability to find which doctors are in their vicinity when that urgency is there for the assessment to take place.
Hi, I'm Glenn Barnes. I work for iRhythm and we produce the Zio ambulatory ECG device. This is a device which is an adhesive device that fits to the chest, and it removes the old need for leads and cables of the Holters, which typically only monitor for 24 or 48 hours. Our device actually monitors up to 14 days.
My name is Lalit Suryavanshi. I'm a CTO and co-founder of iTeco Health. We are a Leeds-based medtech company. We deal in long-term conditions management and monitoring. Essentially, what we do is we work with the hospital systems. We give patients an application where they can put their symptoms, they can get their test results from the hospitals. And then we have developed algorithms for 152 stable long-term conditions, which help us essentially reduce the appointments completely. So it's saving money to the NHS. And of course, the patient saves the time and they can do the things from home. And the critical patients are seen better. Reduction of course, the in terms of the waiting list for the other patients, it's a reduction for the patients as well.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the HSN Network.
Representatives from 24 of nearly 3,000 companies supported by the network within the last year alone are exhibiting. As well as the Innovators Zone, this Meet the Innovators Theatre was busy, with guest speakers from across the network offering advice and tips to potential future collaborators. Professor Gary Ford, Chief Executive Officer of the Oxford AHSN and Chair of the AHSN Network, was among them.
I think the pandemic has generated a lot of challenges, all of which people are familiar with in terms of the backlog. What it has shown, though, is that the NHS and teams within it can work together rapidly and collaboratively to find solutions, and we need to keep building with that. And we've also seen the rapid deployment of research relevant, and again we need to see that, you know, so to shorten the translation of evidence from research communities into widespread practice. But of course that's why HSNs were set up to begin with. And, I think the need for that support to the system will probably always be there. But ultimately, we're looking to help the system do this itself, and for, integrated care systems to, be aware of opportunities and to work with their local research system and industry partners to deliver better care more rapidly. I think these events are great for networking. And, of course, networking became, in some ways, easy during the pandemic with video conferencing as a becoming routine, but in other ways more challenging because a planned video conference with 10 people is not the same as opportunistic conversations over coffee with people. So personally, I really appreciate the use of video conferencing technology where you've got clear tasks, everybody, but also to have the opportunity to do more general networking.
I'm Caroline Gadd, I'm the Managing Director of Holmusk in the UK. MAS is a piece of software which uses the information input into somebody's clinical records to help people who work in mental health services make better decisions about patient care. So as a community mental health nurse, you would look at it to find out who are the people in your caseload who might be becoming unwell, who might be more at risk of needing to go into hospital, for example, and who are the people who are recovering really well and might be ready to move back to being cared for by their GP.
What do you think of events like this? And this show's on for 2 days, so it's a bit of a get-together, I guess, for people like yourself, but also a chance to, I imagine, network with the NHS, people perhaps who haven't heard of you.
It's It's a brilliant opportunity to be here. I've already met so many new people just this morning, and actually the AHSN are providing me with two opportunities to speak within their theatre, one today, this afternoon, and another one tomorrow.
And if you'd like to find out a little bit more about the companies that we have with us, and a little bit more about some of the sessions that the AHSN Network's leading at the show, this QR code's the one for you.
The relationships between businesses and the NHS may now be closer as the pandemic encourages more to think about collaborations and adapting speedily to help. This despite challenges and uncertainty. Darren Crombie from Hull-based Brigid Care and Neville Young, the Director of Enterprise and Innovation for the Yorkshire and Humber AHSN.
I guess my previous life was working in NHS Community Services. So I had a team of nurses over in Manchester. And we were looking at how do we use data to keep people well and at high-cost services. What I saw through that process was that the NHS is really stretched. You know, it's hard for us to innovate in the NHS. But at that time, we saw this great community of family carers that were out there supporting patients day in, day out. So we set up Brigid Care, really, to support those. And so we have this saying in Brigid Care, we care for you so you can care for them, focused on family carer support.
Why Brigid?
We want to bridge the gap between the family carer and the carers. And also my granddad likes Brigid Bardot. So we wanted something, most of the clients we're supporting are generally elderly. We wanted a name that would resonate with them.
We're looking for businesses who want to do business, good innovators, good business drive, good people really, people who can build good relationships, who we can work with. We help them. They're going to make it anyway, these businesses. We just want to make them make it a little bit quicker, a little bit faster, and at a little bit more scale. It's really hard to do, and it's Darren and his team who do all the work. We just help them along the way, trying to create opportunities where other people can see the great technology, the great ideas that his business is generating, and take advantage of that. And I think our role is just to help and to support and to encourage.
Darren, I wonder when it comes to sort of making those links, what would you say to people like you, maybe starting out now, listening to this and wondering, well, you know, how do I make the first approach? What would your advice be?
So I'd say, you know, everybody when they start think they've got this great, unique idea that's going to change the world. Well, there is no such thing as a unique idea. You know, we're all building on the shoulders of those that have come before us. So before you, Neville said this to me before, you know, before you bet your mortgage on something, speak to these guys. Speak to the Yorkshire Humber HSN or the other HSNs out there, because they know what other solutions and products are out there. They know what's being bought in the NHS as well. I mean, it's one thing having an idea, the second's getting paid for it, and that's one of the challenges that we face right now. You know, how do you take something which we know is going to make a difference when funding's focused on COVID recovery and not on preventative care delivery? So speak to the Yorkshire Humber HSN, learn from their feedback. Yeah, and then if you want to bet your mortgage on it, go for it. But at least you're doing that with that insight of what's going to work and not.
Overcoming the challenges of the pandemic were a familiar theme as delegates mingled, many for the first time in 18 months. Real-time FaceTime in an industry where trust and contact count. For Richard Stubbs, Chief Executive of Yorkshire and Humber AHSN, a welcome sight, one he hopes will spark even more innovation success stories.
It's almost impossible to capture how many conversations happen across 2 days like this. I usually find these events the most exciting and inspirational parts of my calendar. And the reason is, I mean, it's great to go on stage, it's great to talk to audiences, it's great to listen as an audience member, but actually it's the conversations. It's the corridor conversations. I think we've all missed these. Microsoft Teams has been brilliant for work-life balance, but actually, well, to a certain extent, it's the corridor conversations that you can't really replicate in a digital world. And for me, it's also the fact that you can easily connect different people. What would normally take months and months and months to get three people in a room in London, you can suddenly, you know, by dint of just walking around, grab people by the elbow and say, you must see this. And I think brokering those kind of conversations and showcasing the kinds of possibility for the health and care system that are in this room today are just mind-blowing. And I think this is there's no better place for health leaders to come and allow themselves the investment to try and hear more about the art of the possible.
Reporting for the Health Innovation Podcast from HET 2021, this is Nigel Thompson. Thanks for listening, and listen out for more podcasts from the AHSN Network.